climate and sustainability.
And good afternoon to you, Kevin James. Are you good?
No, I'm actually very good, Ernest. Beautiful day, and I've had a good one at that. How are you?
No, I'm great. I'm doing fine this side, Kevin. All right. Now, the first no-drop water conservation report was released this week, which is really the first official scorecard to measure the state of water leakage, billing, and water efficiency across the country. I'm rather curious here, Kevin. Tell us more.
I'm not sure you are, Ernest, and I was curious as well, but there was no surprises, really. I mean, in a nutshell, South Africa is losing over 7 billion rand worth of water per annum, which really, given the number of South Africans without any access to fresh water, it's really an indictment on the way this precious resource has been managed in this country. So here are some numbers. Roughly 36% of scarce tap supplies are leaking due to broken pipes or not paid due to poor municipal billing systems, with some of the worst cases reporting about a 70% of tap water not accounted for or paid for, despite the water scarcity and really the worst drought in recorded history in South Africa. So the report, which came out on Monday, we had a preview last week at a big event, suggests that not one metro city is able to claim so-called no-drop status, which requires a 90% pass mark. Cape Town is the closest with an 80% mark, so I suppose well down to Cape Town, but still not 100% or not 90% up to speed. Now, Ernest, we have spoken of the Blue Drop report before, which hasn't come out since 2013 and benchmarks all the areas of water quality. Mm-hmm. The Green Drop is around the state of our effluent treatment systems, so shows that 66% of all municipal water, wastewater treatment systems are not functioning as they should in the country. And if we look back in 2010, when Jacob Zuma pledged to halve water losses within 4 years and cut urban water demand by 15% by 2030, mm-hmm. It is quite clear from this report that the opposite is happening and we are wasting more water than ever before. So the report suggests that South African urban dwellers each use an average of 256 liters of water every day, ranging from 307 litres per day in Gauteng down to about 200 litres per day in the Western Cape. But when compared to the global average of about 180 litres a day, we start questioning, are we actually in the 30th most water-stressed country in the world because we're using water without any consideration for that? So, Ernest, I've said it before, access to available and clean water is enshrined in our constitution, and the mismanagement of this precious resource by those currently responsible should therefore be viewed as a violation of our constitutional rights and therefore seen as a crime against the people of South Africa.
Some telling stats there and facts as well.